So you've been running this helpline for almost 5 years now.
Yes, yeah. Broken Rainbow started with an idea from two people, Caroline Jones and Michael Verrier, almost 5 years ago in January next year. We'll be celebrating our fifth birthday, so we're still a fairly young charity. And they had the idea that they knew that people were suffering from domestic violence, you know, in lesbian and gay relationships. And sadly, our community doesn't seem to recognise it very much, and we're constantly struggling to raise the profile of abusive relationships within the LGBT community. And so they started the helpline, and they got Home Office funding and support for it. And we are now coming up to 5 years old. We have a small team working in London. The helpline is in partnership with the London Lesbian and Gay Switchboard, whose offices the helpline staff work out of. But we service the whole country, and we've grown from a very tiny little voluntary organisation to a national organisation which has only a staff team of four or five of us, but we have a national profile, and we help people from Penzance to the top of Scotland and over to Northern Ireland and Wales and everywhere in between. We get about 200 calls a month coming into the line. But we also do training and a lot of raising awareness, trying to get people to, A, recognise that domestic abuse and violence occurs within same-sex relationships, but also to train domestic violence professionals up and down the country who work with all people, whether it's women, men, gay, straight, whatever, so they have an understanding of LGBT culture, what LGBT relationships are, what the difference is between being in a same-sex relationship, which is abusive, and being in a heterosexual relationship, which is abusive, and the different things which perpetrators, people who are violent or abusive, can use against the victim. One of the biggest things, for instance, is threatening to out a person. So if you want to report this abusive relationship, the perpetrator says to the victim, right, I'm going to out you, perhaps at work. You may not be out of work, so I'm going to tell all your work colleagues that you're gay. And that may be a thing they can hold over the victim to try and keep them in the relationship. So we're 5 years old. We're moving from strength to strength, but we're obviously still battling away to try and get people to recognise that abusive relationships do occur within the LGBT community.
What advice and what help can the helpline give people?
The helpline is principally listening support. Often people who phone us, it's the very first time they've ever spoken to anyone about the abusive relationship they're in. So first and foremost, it's a listening ear. It's people who can listen. It's anonymous. It's confidential. You don't have to give your name. We don't know where you're calling from. The only information we have is what the people who call tell us about themselves. So it's there. It's listening. It's offering a supportive ear. Principally, it helps people talk through their situation to help them, you know, to think about the relationship they're in, what's good, what's bad, what changes they can make. If they want to leave the relationship because it is violent or dangerous, then we can help with safety planning. And that's very important because we know that post-separation abuse, a lot of it occurs, and therefore individuals are at risk, at highest risk, at the point they're about to leave a violent relationship. So we can help specifically with key practical points which people will need to realise and work out before they actually walk out the door, so to speak. And especially within our community, where it's fairly small, if you're on the scene, the chance of you bumping into your ex-partner who may be violent towards you may be quite high, and therefore you need to take certain steps to protect yourself against a potentially violent situation. So we can offer that very practical help and support, as well as putting people in touch with local agencies, obviously because we're a national helpline, putting people in touch with local agencies locally where they live who can offer one-to-one face-to-face support as well.
And can you tell me the phone number?
Yes, of course, yes, most important. The telephone number is 08452 60 44 60. And we're open present just 15 hours a week, though we're hoping to expand it. And that's Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 8pm, and Wednesdays, 10 till 1pm. Outside of that time, you can always look at our website, which has lots of information and use, which is obviously including safety planning and stuff. And that's on www.broken-rainbow.org.uk. But give us a call during those times if you or you know someone who needs help and support.